Be prepared to change that and change it particularly quickly so that you begin to start to kick some goals, as we may say, and kick some goals and get some victories in your life. What I wanted to talk about more so today is managing what God can give you. I know we sang a song there about believing and receiving and all of that sort of thing, and we've done that fairly solidly over the years. And I guess that's okay. But we've all been told to expect miracles. We've all been told to believe for miracles. But when we receive a miracle from God, it's your responsibility to manage the miracle. Gee, I could just about pack these cards up and go in and have lunch. It's your responsibility to manage the blessings, be an administrator of the blessing. And some people say to me, oh, I can't find God in this. I don't know where God is. But it's all about administering, managing the miracle or the blessing. People say, oh, that wasn't much of a miracle. Any miracle you have in your life is awesome. Don't put a meter or gauge on your miracles or what God is doing in your life. And some of them may seem bigger to some people than the others, but to your life, that is incredible. And much to Ruth's disgust, I've been praying that the property out there doesn't get hit with thunder, and Robin has been supporting me over the last 3 days. They've been talking thunder. They've been talking thunder today, thunder tomorrow. And guess what? It's gone. It's gone right away. We don't want destruction out there. We want a bit of rain, but we don't want destructive forces out there. We want that property. We want those residences. We want the buildings and the equipment safe, as the scripture proclaims. And you've got to stop at it. And sometimes I look at the weather map and I see these chances of, these predictions of, and really we say, we're not in the chances of, we're not in the forecasting, we're not in the predicting, we are in what the Word of God says about that. And you just hold fast to it. Hold fast and don't let go. Any blessing that God pours out is wonderful. However, the blessing is yours to manage. And I guess, and I'm not going to go into details, but I've seen blessings poured out in the lives of people over 25 or 30 years. And had those blessings been managed, and had those people taken responsibility, the outcomes in their lives would be totally different. I've seen some lives move on, and I've seen God move in those lives, through those lives, and about those lives, and the outcome has been incredible. And then I've seen God touch some people in an awesome way. I've seen people, and Sandra's seen them, and Robin's seen them in this building, touched so incredible that you just shake your head in dismay. And then they go out, and what happens in that car park is a different story altogether. I saw one guy once who came here with his father, and He had been up to Surf City the night before, and there was a preacher from the Brownsville Revival up there. And that preacher just went along the line there and just touched him. And he was there screaming that the fire from heaven was coming to get him. At any rate, he was shaking. He walked in before the service here the next morning, and he said, "Ah! It's in here as well." And, you know, to be sort of touched in such a way, you sort of say, "Oh, yeah, big deal." At any rate, the cars were parked out there in the car park, like they are, and one was stolen. And guess whose car was stolen? His. Well, he chased it out that away and got to the top of the rise just near the doctor's surgery. Well, you should have heard the language. And all that God had poured in just went out. The poison got in. And the blessing that he was given, the blessing just evaporated. Actually got the car back in a car park at Narang a couple of days later at one of the supermarkets. That guy went on, the sad part, to commit murder, and he's doing another 15 years down in Grafton. Isn't that sad? Isn't it absolutely sad? And you can see how God wants to sort of knock on your door, but it's the poison you mix with it is what causes the blessing or the miracle to evaporate. The air that you breathe today, the day that you live in, all fall into a special category. Remember the old song, "This is the day that the Lord has made." This is the day God's given you, a day. You're in here, you've got a day. God's poured out a blessing. He's poured out a miracle. This is the day. But you've got to manage that. And what are you supposed to do? "I will rejoice and be glad in it." Yes, manage it, and it has an impact on your joy and your rejoicing. Some of you walk in here, and I say it quite often, as if you've had a feed of lemons out in the car park, and the lemon juice is still dripping down your lips. How you going? Oh, awful. But God has given you a day. Now your job is to manage that day. Your job is to administer the blessing. And how do I do that? Rejoice and be glad in it. And there is the trigger to your lifestyle joy. Your lifestyle of joy. I'll finish that. Your joy, regardless of anything that you encounter in your life. You can walk out of here and somebody can throw a rock at you. Better not, but somebody can. You can go home and somebody can throw a rock through your balcony window. Better not, says Violet. No offense. Yeah.
Bring
it on. But there's the sort of thing, a simple thing in your life. And we'll have a look at the scripture in a minute. And I won't, as I said, take you too much down this pathway. But we compare all of this to the nation of Israel under new management. Under new management. Not now, back then. You've got to realise and you've got to remember and you've got to study Israel under the management of Moses. And his commission, his mandate, was to get him out of Egypt. And that's basically what it was. They then went in to a period, you learnt all of this stuff in Sunday school, sorry. And the miracles that were poured out upon that nation in that period are just unbelievable. Unbelievable. You go through the Bible and check them off. They'd spent several centuries in Egypt, and Moses did his job. That nation had witnessed so many miracles, it was unbelievable. Things such as manna to eat, as they moved into something new, there had to be a change in mindset. They had to learn to manage their new miracle. You know, that manna from heaven, we're trying to copy it now with drones dropping our food. So they were there. They already had their drones, didn't they? Had their drones and they were getting their manna. But they were moving in under Joshua's leadership. There had to be a change of mindset to handle this as they moved away into transition, and I'll get to that transition period in a minute, of Joshua. They had to learn to actually manage the miracle, administer the blessing. We've been told to expect a miracle. We have, all our Christian lives, and yet keep expecting. We've been told to believe for a miracle. Keep believing. Hey, notwithstanding any of that, we've been told to receive a miracle. Yeah, keep receiving it. But little has been ever taught on how to manage it. Simply summed up, it's God's to give, but I can say it's mine to manage. It's God's to give, but it's Sandra's to manage. Rusty, it's God's to give, but yours to manage. Subtly different. Ruth, it's God's to give, but yours to manage. Interesting how we approach it. These folk came to the Jordan River, and I'll get Travis to put that scripture up. Now, when we talk of the Jordan River in scripture, we immediately start to talk. It's not there to go fishing and have a good time and a dip. It is a time of transition. Every time you see it in the Word of God, it's a time of new beginnings. So when they went across, a time of transition, new beginnings. Say transition, say new beginnings. At any rate, if you're following the life and times of Joshua, they came to the Jordan River. But you know, in parts, it's about 15 metres wide. Not all parts. It varies. But it's not the biggest river on the face of the earth. And it's waist deep. And in some parts it's quite wide. There's no question about it. But they came to the Jordan. Bless their little hearts. And there's such significance in what was about to happen, representing transition and new beginnings. You can see on that scripture there about the priests. Quite amazing. A couple of sermons in that, Alex. The priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant. You know what the Ark of the Covenant is? I hope you would have some knowledge. The Lord stood firm on dry ground. Look where they stood, in the midst of the Jordan. In the midst of the Jordan. And all Israel crossed over onto dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. Quite amazing. Now, there's a couple of things in there, and I'm not going to go into today, other than the fact the Lord did not flip them over. The Lord did not fly them over. The Lord did not bypass them around. There's a message in the message. He enabled them to cross the Jordan. There's the key. He enabled them to cross the Jordan. And whatever you're facing in your life, He will enable you to achieve the final outcome. So the priests came to the Jordan and I suppose dipped their toes into the water. That's pretty much a miracle, isn't it? At any rate, if you read that chapter 3, it's quite good reading. It's quite interesting how the water all heaped up and all of that sort of thing. And a whole nation, by the way, a whole nation walked across on dry ground. And you might say, oh, jolly good, give the Lord a clap offering of praise. You know what they found as soon as they crossed the Jordan? There was a little bit of a city that they had to encounter, which they did successfully. And we preached on that some weeks ago. Their troubles were not over. Their troubles were not over. What am I really trying to say to you today? If you're facing difficulties, if you're facing troubles, He may not flip you over them, around them, above them, across them, but He will enable you. He will enable you to cross over that hurdle somehow, some way, supernaturally. Say enable. And I guess there's a key to the midst of all of that. They stood in the midst of the Jordan. It was the leadership. It was the leadership of the nation stood in the midst of the Jordan. Interesting. Say the midst. And sometimes you've got to take some ownership of what your problems may be. Say enable. And remember to manage the blessing, manage the miracle that God's doing. Whether you think it's big, whether you think it's small, whether you think it's medium, allow God to make all of those decisions. So you said to me once, Rusty, about your accommodation, how you had been holed up down in Miami for 6 years, and you were supposed to be there for... Yeah. And I don't think you'd spoken that out. And within a week or two, you're on the move into your permanent accommodation. And I, yeah. Now, it's up to him. God enabled him to do it. It's up to him to manage and administer that. If you abuse the privilege of that, well, there's consequences. And I would say to those people that are looking with great need in here, God will, if you want it, enable you to achieve your goals. But you've got to be very, very, very certain that you will be able to manage them, care for them, and administer the blessing as it comes to you. Travis, can I have some songs or something? I want to minister to a couple of people. Thanks, Alan. And I hope you got something out of it, guys. Yeah.